We're joined on the Stoney and Jansen program, Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. Well, how much did that sting, 16-point lead, and end up losing the ball game?
Woke up this morning, and the grieving's over. It's a new day, new week, new four-game season, and we're up and at it.
So the grieving's over on Monday when we tape this. So there was grieving yesterday, I guess, on Sunday then, huh?
Yeah, I was really proud of our team. And coaches, a lot thrown at them, and they fought, they competed, they made a lot of plays. Michigan State made a lot of plays, we made a lot of plays, and enough plays to win. And sometimes sometimes they don't get what you deserve, and that's part of life. But you do control how you respond.
So you say you control how you respond. I think we all know how you'll respond, but I'll ask you, how are you going to respond, and how do you expect your team to respond?
Well, I'm responding by attacking, more determined, to prepare better, to work harder, to finish, to win. And I know my team will do the same thing. Our team will do the same thing because that's what they've been doing. They face a lot of challenges, John. I hear a lot of chatter. And they block it out, and overcome. That's what they do. And the team will be, defined by, like anybody that gets knocked down, it's how you get back up.
Going back to Saturday, the defense, the three penalties for what, illegal substitution. Did it become apparent to you that maybe because they're up tempo, maybe you just leave guys on the field so much? If you've talked to Mike about it, I mean. It looked like I don't know what it looked like. It looked like he was trying to do the NFL stuff in college and it couldn't do it.
Yeah, we got bit by that a few times. So yeah, definitely something that we wanna fix.
I know that you talked about this earlier in your press conference, but when you look at the points scored in the red zone, you guys were there quite a few times but had to settle for field goals. How do you create touchdowns? How do you get more points out of the red zone?
Yeah, finishing the drives, with the touchdown is always the goal. Things that we've been pretty good at, weren't as good in this game.
Kenneth Walker III, I mean, five touchdowns, the yardage. Was he as good as you thought he was going to be? And I mean, I know you guys had trouble with Jonathan Taylor a couple years ago, but that was an amazing performance. What would you have done differently? Was it just breaking tackles that he did, or what made him so great on Saturday?
Yeah, he did. He did a really good job, especially on some of the cutback runs early, which I thought we did a better job in the second half. But then, he got out on some runs where we didn't fit it right, and our pursuit angle was off, and it split us right through the middle.
You're going to face some running backs like him later in the year. How do you make those corrections after watching the film? How do you make those corrections so that those mistakes don't happen again?
Yeah, you make the corrections and you practice them, and you coach.
On the positive note, Andrell Anthony. I mean, a local kid there from East Lansing goes in, has his best day as a Wolverine so far. Did you see it coming? And
saw it coming.
Well, you did, and you mentioned it, but is that now the expectation for him to perform? That you've seen it once. Is it the expectation that he performs not necessarily with the same numbers, but at the same level every time?
Yeah, he's been much like any ascending player. I've been seeing it in practice and see it in the game. Excited as heck when a guy can take something from practice to a game, and then actually do it in a game and that kind of environment, that kind of hometown. I mean, so you'd have a pretty good idea that the Andrew Anthony's on the rise.
Jim Harbaugh joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. Now, the guy throwing him the ball for most of the time, JJ had a touchdown pass to him too, was Cade McNamara. Yeah. Obviously, Cade's best game probably is as a Michigan Wolverine. You have to be pleased with the way he played throughout the game.
I was. He made some great throws. One in particular, there was he hit some crossing routes, deep intermediate crossing routes, one to Mike Sammers still in stride. That was a terrific throw. Was able to, under pressure, get another kind of a skinny crossing route post to Eric All. And then another thin, flatter crossing route to Eric All, which is as good a throw as anybody can make.
Well, and Eric Auld has some great catches. Yeah, I think with 10 receptions, led the team in receptions. I don't want to say a breakout performance, but his best performance. What have you seen from him? We've talked about his ability in the run game and how much he's meant there. What have you seen in terms of his development in the pass game?
Well, we've all seen it. You know, it's really played out last couple of weeks. I mean, last week we thought it was his best game. This game was even better, and he's been tremendous as a blocker. And I've always believed in Eric All and his ability, and I've always thought he's a special player, and great to see him have that success.
JJ's second fumble, you know, at first blush when you're watching on TV, you don't know the cage in the tent. The actual play, was that just a miscommunication? Because you usually don't see, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, because you know football better than me, an RPO out of an I formation. It seemed like Blake was a little confused. How did that go down?
Yeah, I don't think there was any confusion by Blake or JJ on knowing what the play was. That takes a lot of ball handling. My feeling is that the ball was put in there. I don't know if Blake felt it. Anytime you know, two guys are ball handling, like I said, it takes coordination there. And you know, as a quarterback, you're always part of that equation, and you feel responsible. And it's something that we'll continue to ball handle and rep. And I know from a quarterback perspective, like JJ's, I bet you don't see that again. Maybe the rest of his career.
Was there anything you could point to in the game where you said, because you did have a 16-point lead, if we had just made this play, or if where did the momentum change over to the other sideline?
It was going back and forth. Yeah. You know, there were some huge things that went against us. I mean, the obvious one. I mean, the calls. And you don't make excuses, but I mean, the guys deserve better, especially when you're talking about a replay situation that is a sack, fumble, touchdown. For that not to be a touchdown, for them to overturn that when the play was called and officiated as a touchdown, you have to have inconclusive evidence to overturn that. So. But as I said before, you know, there's a lot thrown at our guys, in that way and in a lot of ways, but I mean, our guys didn't blink, they didn't flinch, you know, they kept fighting, kept playing. I mean, right up to the very end.
Have you heard any explanation from the Big Ten? Cause it seemed that there has to be concrete evidence. And if it was called the way it was ended up on the field, I would have had no problem with it, but because it was called a touchdown, it just didn't seem there was evidence either way to overturn the call.
Correct. And the way that some of the other plays were officiated too, I mean, reviews that maybe they didn't talk about as much on TV, but there was others. Yeah. That they, you know, they didn't have the conclusive shot down the goal line, or they didn't have, you know, they didn't have conclusive evidence.
Right.
So, you know, the play stood, and that's the way that play should have been officiated. There's really no question about it.
How would you assess the play of the offensive line? There weren't any sacks given up, but not as many yards gained on the ground as normal. Was that just what the defense was allowing, or was there something going on up front?
No, our guys were playing well, as you mentioned. I mean, they pass protected well. I thought they were very physical. But we do have to have cleaner holes for the running backs, not being contacted at the line of scrimmage, but you know, being able at least get moving 2 or 3 yards. And that's, you know, something that, you know, something we're going to make a point of emphasis on. That's not just, is it ever, is it's never just on the O line. That's something we need to make a priority and be a point of emphasis.
I don't know how much you're aware of, but a lot of the former players here have been Chase Winovich, Taylor Lewan, and some others chirping before the game, trash talking, things like that. And it seems to fire up the other side. Does that bother you, or you don't even care about that stuff? It's like as when John played, and he's on social media, he kind of thinks it's kind of ridiculous, right?
It seems ridiculous that guys would have anything to give the opponents, but I've always been in the mindset that once the game starts, all of that's irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's irrelevant too, and I mean, I'll let you guys discuss that with the multitude of hours you have to discuss it. But
Indiana is up next. What have you seen from them offensively and defensively?
Good, really, really good team as always. Two really, really good linebackers, and good front, good secondary, high amount of blitz from their defense. Offensively, effective running the ball, throwing the ball downfield, quarterbacks that do a really good job getting the ball downfield to their playmakers, and they're going to be a big task for us.
How much do you talk to the guys about the fact that their goals are still out there? This is a bump in the road. At the end of the season, you'll add them all up and see where you end in the Big Ten East if there's a trip to Indy. But the fact that all of that is still available to them, do you have that conversation with your players?
Yeah, that one and, you know, the one we have. I mean, how we respond is in our control. It's in our hands. So, you know, this team, this 2021 team, I mean, yeah, it gets judged by everything that's come before now, but also, you know, especially what happens after this Saturday, the Saturday after that, the Saturday after that, and the Saturday after that. So determined, new day, new week. Excited about the new, you know, you got a new football fight. So that's where we, let's prepare harder. Let's be more determined. Let's work harder. I mean, that's the way a champion responds. I know our guys want to be champions, and you know, let's get at it.
Does your 3-9 against the rivals, does that eat at you at all? Your record against Michigan State and Ohio State, or you know, you can't even, or is it something that you worry about that when you play Ohio State?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the the chatter, mm-hmm. that I put that in a place where I listen to people I trust,
uh-huh.
You know, opinions that I value, and but the chatter, no, I don't.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't have to listen to it. That's all right. All right. Good luck on Saturday against Indiana, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That's Jim Harbaugh, head coach of the Wolverines, here on the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.